And with a little bloop bloop mix up with Skype, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, what is going on now?
I don't know. It started to ring, and it said auto, like it was going to answer, and then bloop, it said goodbye.
Unbelievable.
Goodbye. Well, hello.
Well, good morning, everybody. And it wasn't as cold as we thought it was going to be Saturday morning. I think you were probably happy about that.
It was 12 degrees at my house.
Right, but, you know, we were thinking 5 to 10.
Well, let me tell you this amongst friends.
It was cold.
The difference between 5 and 10 and 12?
Not much.
Is negligible, especially at the start of a winter.
Yeah, I guess so. And, I mean, there was nothing short of it being cold. There's no doubt about it. And now the Arctic air, for the most part, is out. And we'll have, I just don't know if we're going to get any precip. I mean, there's a little bit of light flurries right now in the Albany area, over through the Pittsfield area. This is all extremely, extremely light. I didn't even know if I should put it in the forecast. You know, you put in snow showers in the forecast, and right away, people get the impression, you know, that roads are going to start getting slippery and things like that. So I just opted not to mention any precipitation. But again, folks, you may see a snow shower this morning or a rain shower this afternoon, but nothing of consequence. You may even get a little sun before the day is out, with highs in the mid-40s. And then tonight, partly cloudy, low 30s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, upper 40s. Partly sunny Wednesday, 50. Thursday, another front goes by with a few rain showers. Not a big deal, 50 to 55. We clear it out on Friday. We're in the 40s with sun. Then a bigger low-pressure system moves across the Great Lakes, and that means wind and rain, I think, for Saturday. And that'll be followed by blustery and colder weather with maybe some snow showers on Sunday. So a little more typical of November. And also, we told you about that whole blocking pattern and how this would cause the jet stream to be forced to go south. Well, this storm that we're talking about on Saturday, even though the main storm goes to our north, we'll have to see how it plays out for Thanksgiving week. Right now, the computer models are not saying much as far as storminess for Thanksgiving week, but that has there's a lot of time for it to change. When you start getting into blocking patterns like this, the computer models sometimes have to get closer to the forecast period before they could really pull, you know, something off. So that's basically it. I think.
Do you still think there's a possibility for something on Thanksgiving week?
No, I think there is. Yeah, I'm just not sure whether it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday.
All right.
That's the thing. I know. I think you're traveling to New Jersey on Thanksgiving Day, right, Marshall?
No.
No, yeah, I thought you were. I have to travel out.
I'll tell you what, if it's bad weather, I'm not traveling out of my house. I'll phone it into the station. Yeah. We'll have special programming.
I hear you. I have to go. I have to travel to Long Island, so I'm concerned about that because I remember last year was a horror. Remember, last year it took 3 hours to get there. It was just a horror last year.
Well, what I do on Thanksgiving is we have some underwriters at Turkana Farm. They sell heritage bred turkeys, okay? Not the fake pumped up ones
right,
or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
So I pick up a turkey from Turkana Farms, I get some sides from McEnroe Organic Farm Market because they're also a client. And I put together a little package, and I cook it up, and I keep half, and then I bring the other half into the station and give it to Jill, so Jill can have it, and that's my Thanksgiving. You know, I take it easy now because for too many years in a row, we covered Housatonic football, and every Thanksgiving there was a football game, and I covered it live on air. I think probably for 20 years in a row. So now that I don't have to do that, I really take it easy on Thanksgiving. Because I used to make Thanksgiving tough. I mean, you had those bad weather Thanksgiving days, and it was like, oh, it just and a football game starting at 10 o'clock and going till 2 about 1:30. By the time you get out there, you have to set up. You have to be out there by 8 o'clock, and by the time you get back, it's like 4 or 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving. You don't want to do anything.
Right. Well, you know, I always, as you recall, I always worked Black Friday, but now since I moved up here and I have to travel to Long Island, I don't get back until just much too late on Thanksgiving night. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I don't work Black Friday. Otherwise, I never really did mind working Black Friday because most of the radio stations started Christmas music and there were no live reports. So it was like, to me, it was almost like a holiday. It was like, you know, I was basically sitting around doing one or two lives and that was it. So now, I guess I don't even have to worry about that because I don't know who's going to work it, but we'll figure that out.
Well, you know, since we started this radio station years and years and years ago now, I always said if I ever start my own radio station, I'm never going to start Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving.
Right.
And so what we do now is we have our classical shows, and the classical after Thanksgiving, once an hour, you'll hear a Christmas-themed classical song, okay? And then the first week of December, they'll add a little more classical music to it. But we don't really play any Christmas programming ourselves up until the week before Christmas. And then we play programs and stuff. But we're still not total Christmas music.
You know, there are a lot of people who like that. There are a lot of people who don't. I heard on Sirius the other day, because they started Christmas music already, a guy called in and he said, I don't know why you guys don't start Christmas music after Thanksgiving when the season begins. And then instead of cutting it abruptly, Christmas Day, you know, the day after Christmas, let it play into January. You know, and of course, what could they say? They're not programming people. They said, we'll send your comments to the program people. But that's really it. I mean, let's face it. Come midnight, December 26th, most Christmas music is over. That's it.
I just always said there was just too much of it, and it doesn't change that much. So it's the same 200 songs.
Thank you. And you're being very nice saying 200. I'd say the same 25. But anyhow, brought Shirley to the new vet on Friday.
How did it go?
Well, you know, she's really a doll. I loved her. Very personable. She loved Shirley. She had to get her lepto shot and she had to get her Lyme shot. They did that on each cheek, and then they had to take a little blood to check for heartworm. All of that's good because they told us if we didn't hear from them on Saturday, we'd be okay. And then she slept in the afternoon on Friday, and Saturday morning when we woke up, she was acting kind of strange. She was laying on the floor. I went to pick her up. And she literally squirmed out of my arms and would not stay in my arms. And I said, something's up. I went upstairs, put her food in the bowl and the whole bed, called her up. She would not come up. She went outside. She had to go out and do her thing. She went outside and did. And in the freezing cold, 21 degrees, she's sitting out on the lawn in the back and she will not come in. And she is shaking like a leaf. So I had to go out and picked her up, basically not by the back. I thought maybe the shots were hurting her, and brought her in. And she was standoffish. She would not come to me or Gary. She wouldn't even come to him. She would not eat. She stayed in her bed in the back. And then I gave her a toy, and that brought her out of it. And brought her outside to play ball when it was like 30 to 33, 34 degrees. Same thing happened again. Sat in the middle of the lawn, shivering and freezing, and I had to carry her in. And then all of a sudden, Saturday night, she broke out of it. So I'm assuming it was a reaction to the shots.
Yep, probably. That's exactly probably what it was. Well, at least she broke out of it. That's good news. You don't have to worry about that.
Kid.
All right, Pat. say hello to Shirley for me. Give her my best, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robinhood Radio. And, of course, you can hear Pat on demand, robinhoodradio.com.